You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So back in March of 2022, at the time, Public Works Minister Patricia de Lille would announce to South Africa the National Infrastructure Plan 2050. This particular plan would have a target to provide South African homes with at least 50 gigs of data per month by the end of financial year 26. We are roughly 5 months away from the end of that financial year. We're going to take a look at this particular plan and see where we stand on that. I'm joined on the line by the editor at My Broadband, Jan Vermeulen, to see if we can make sense of what was promised and where we are. Jan, thanks so much for taking the time. Always lovely having you on the show. This seems like a bold promise that was made several years ago. We are, I think, a little over 3 years since the promise was made. How close are we to achieving these targets?
Nowhere even remotely close. So, in terms of providing data to indigent households, well, to every household, we're not even at the point where we're providing free data to indigent households, let alone everybody in South Africa. And at the time, even the various mobile operators, who would have to be the ones to, redeem vouchers or however the system would have worked, also said at the time, they have no idea how this is going to work, who's going to fund it or anything like that. And so they await, further detail or engagements, at least from the various ministers in question, because it was Patricia de Lille at the time as Public Works Minister, and then the former Minister of Communications, Kumbutso Ntshavheni, who's now the minister and the presidency in charge of state security. So they both made announcements to this effect, and there was going to be an interim deadline that would have ended in March 2023, I believe, where every household in South Africa would get 10 gigs of data. And they've utterly missed that deadline already. So, where this 50 gigs is going to come from is anybody's guess.
Jan, let's take a look at South Africa's digital infrastructure. Do we have the digital capabilities across all of the offerings that we have to meet this particular requirement? I know that we recently finally got over the line with the Vodacom Maziv deal following intervention from yet another minister in the form of the Minister of the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. Do we have the infrastructure in South Africa to provide this data?
Yeah. And it was the DTI minister, Fox Tau, who got involved with a Maziv situation. But yes, so that's one way to look at it, right? And this is part of the questions that if you'll forgive me for interrupting myself here for just a second, this is part of the questions that these operators were asking was, are we talking about just mobile data or are we talking fixed line as well? Because maybe people want to, get fiber to their house and get, a free allotment on there. But the thing is that fiber tends to be uncapped. And so when you're talking about, a free allotment of data that is a minimum of 10 gigs, 50 gigs, let's make it 1 million gigs. Why not? Whatever amount you choose there, that, you immediately think of a more wireless or mobile data thing. And everybody was kind of asking, well, does that mean it's just going to be the mobile guys, or will people be able to choose fiber as well? How are you going to make sure this is fair? And so, and I think the question you're raising there speaks to the fact that we're not looking at a one-size-fits-all solution to South Africa's broadband penetration problem, right? Depending on where you are in the country, a certain product is going to make more sense than others. And it might just be a timing issue. So right for now, South Africa's townships do not have access to fiber. That is something that is rapidly changing. But as we sit here today, there's some households in Alex, for example, that have some fiber available. I think there's probably about 200,000 households in townships in South Africa as we sit here today that have access to fiber. Now, it's not nothing, but it still falls short of, say, the 9 million odd people that live in households in townships that fiber is now finally rolling out to. So where do we stand in terms of digital infrastructure? Honestly, our networks are second to none in the world. I know it's a very unpopular thing to say sometimes, but our networks are world-class. Cellular, fiber, the works. We have really top-notch telecommunications infrastructure in South Africa now, finally in the year 2025. And that turnaround happened when fiber terms, when Vumatel started rolling out and became competition to Telkom and OpenServe. The mobile guys have always punched above their weight in South Africa and provided really high quality networks, you know, within the constraints of the South African environment. Now, if you give everybody in the country or every household in the country 50 gigs of data, will our mobile networks cope? I don't know. Only they could answer that question. If I were to guess, I would say no. And it's got to do with the fact that, you know, they just haven't been dimensioned for that yet. The networks kind of grow with demand because network capacity is not something that you click your fingers and it switches on. You have to build out towers and antennas and switch on spectrum and all kinds of stuff, capacitate your network to where the demand is. Over time, it is an investment that happens over decades. If you suddenly flood the country with everybody having access to 50 gigs of data, you might actually cause them to collapse. So that's another consideration to keep in mind, is wireless network capacity is not an infinite resource. On fiber, different story altogether. If we can roll out cheap fiber to every country, then I think a lot of this discussion we're having right now would kind of be moot because everybody would have essentially uncapped Wi-Fi at home. And that's really where we want to get to as a country.
Especially in the digital age that we live in, we cannot find ourselves being globally competitive when people still have access issues and they are unable to connect to the internet. One wonders where this will go. I imagine the conversations that were had back in 2022 and 2023 and the request to National Treasury to have some money set aside for that broadband fund that was supposed to be established back then. One wonders if those will be revisited as we head into local government elections next year, or even the midterm budget policy statement later this year. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much, Jan, to you for those insights and for the time. Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband, joining us to take a look at the National Infrastructure Plan of 2050 that was initially proposed in 2022 and some updates around that.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.